B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning, good morning. It is March 1st. We're on to March. Here we go. It's Fat Tuesday as well, coincidentally. So,
love it.
Get yourself a nice po' boy for dinner. Wouldn't that be great?
Sure.
So last night, LBF, Carolyn and I watched a movie you highly recommended because it won the SAG Award.
Yeah, it's up for Academy Awards, too.
It's awesome. It's called CODA, mm-hmm. right? Which stands for Children of...
Child of... Deaf adults.
Deaf adults, yeah. Which is amazing when you think about it. Because if you have deaf parents, mm-hmm. like, how do they teach the child to talk? That's fascinating.
Right. It's
It is. And then they kind of address that in the film. But I loved it. It was great. Takes place in Gloucester.
Mm-hmm.
Brian's found the captain of the boat, who, by the way, we'd love to talk to.
Yes.
It's a small boat. It's in the movie,
it's the Angela and Rose out of Gloucester. Captain Vitale runs it.
Well, that makes
Captain
sense.
Paul Vitale.
Because the girl in the movie is named Rosie. Ruby.
That makes no sense.
You're right. I thought it was Ruby.
I don't know what to call it in the movie.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah,
I thought
okay.
it was Ruby. Fine, forget that. But let me give you a pro tip when you watch this movie.
Tell
First
me.
Of all, it takes place in Gloucester.
Yep.
They mentioned one of my favorite restaurants, the Seaport Grill, which is nice.
Yep. Yeah.
You guys have to hit that.
Anything at the Crow's Nest? I know you love that
they
place,
They didn't
Bob.
Hit the Crow's Nest, which is right across the street. Would have been fun, but that's already been
it's
done.
It's already been done. Yeah.
Here's a pro tip. I screwed up, and I apologize to my wife for this. Halfway through the movie, it occurred to me, oh, you know what?
What?
Because there's a lot of hand signing.
Yes.
We should probably put subtitles on. Because I didn't know what they were saying when they were hand signing. So halfway through the movie, I put the subtitles on, and all of a sudden it made sense.
There weren't subtitles when they were using sign language?
I shut it off. I didn't make the right decision there.
You didn't realize at
I didn't
the time.
Realize that, yeah, that they would have to be...
So you missed half the movie.
I missed half the movie.
That's probably why I liked it so much. You don't have to think that much. It's really good. It's quiet. It's a quiet movie.
Pro tip, don't turn off the subtitles. If
you know, fun fact.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed to say this.
Okay.
The subtitles are always on.
You guys always watch that?
Oh, we always put closed caption on whatever we're watching.
That's funny.
It's unbelievable to me the turn of events.
Don't you watch the words more than the actors?
I do, and the problem is sometimes the punchline is written first before they get to it.
And you start laughing.
And, you know, I'm like, oh, I just read it. It kind of ruined it. But I just, especially on shows that where people mumble a lot, like Euphoria. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What are they saying? I don't know.
But anyway, so if you watch CODA, and you should... because, like I said, it takes place in Gloucester. Subtitles on. And here's a fun fact that I didn't understand. I didn't know until you mentioned it.
Yeah.
The girl who plays a nice, you know, Gloucester girl is British.
For some reason, Bob is very weird about British actors playing American roles.
What, they taking our jobs? And then the boy... He's Irish.
Oh, heaven forbid. You're literally like one of those signs in the 20s, Irish need not apply.
No, I didn't say that.
I think everybody from Gloucester came from.
We can't find nice Gloucester kids to do
this
movie.
He's shocked.
All right, well, sign me up to play James Bond then, if we're just cross-culture.
Let's hear it.
If we're cross-culture.
Let's hear it. give me your martini order, Bob.
I think I will, Bond. Oh, James Bond. Shake and not stir. How about that? No?
Yeah. Not
all
totally
right,
believable,
there,
Bob.
Money Penny?
Oh, hey, my God.
Hey, money Penny. Anyway, I'm done.
You should do more like a Fagin. Like, you've got to pick a point.
Wait, no, this is how you play James Bond. James Bond is suave.
You sound like Adele.
But you're
funny.
Anyway, the point I'm making.
Yes,
is...
You had
shook.
A point?
Yeah. See the movie.
Oh, yeah.
It's good. And leave those subtitles on,
okay.
Or you literally miss out. Unless you know how to sign.
Okay, there you go.
Right, you know. Right. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Hey, caller on. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what do we have wrong?
CODA. I've watched it three times. I live in Gloucester. It's not the crow's nest. It's Pratty's.
No,
Pratty's. Yeah, we were saying that they didn't use the crow's nest.
Yeah, we didn't.
But the name of that bar is called Pratty's.
It's Pratty's, not the crow's nest.
Yes, we agree with you. Still agreeing with you.
Yeah, no, we didn't. We said it's not.
You guys all were like, oh yeah, the crow's nest. The crow's nest.
No, we said.
Are you at Pratty's right now?
Are you drinking right now at Pratty's?
I'm going to work there right now. I work there.
Awesome. We'll come visit. But just for the record, we said that they didn't use the crow's nest in Coda because they already featured that in The Perfect Storm. But Bob said that they had mentioned the Seaport, which is a place that he likes. Now the bar that they go to, the little breakfast place, where the bar is called Pratty's.
Yeah, where is it?
Little breakfast. No.
10 Parker Street.
It's right across the street where they did all the filming for... Yeah, thank you. 4 to 7 Parker Street. They did all the filming for the
Coda. Yeah,
across the street at Connolly's, which is right across the street from me.
Well, did you know that the girl is British? She's not from.
Yes, I knew that. I knew she was British.
Isn't he so weird about it?
No, it was kind of
like
surprising.
What? I don't understand it. He's like a founding father. He's like mad. He wants to throw tea at.
I think they were British too.
What I didn't realize was that that the mother and the father are actually truly deaf.
Yeah.
And the brother.
When I first started watching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the brother are truly, they do not speak. They sign.
Yep.
Yeah. That's great. It's so you worked there. They came in. Were you there when they came in?
No, I wasn't allowed in there when they came in. You kidding me?
All right, well, Cynthia.
You should be telling them that they're doing things wrong. Look at us.
I know. Yeah, right? You're correcting them. That's not how you do
that's
that.
That's not the sign
that's
for
not
it.
That's not it.
Hold on, guys. That part is they used the Briscoe School in Beverly and not the Gloucester High School.
Oh.
Don't you hate
probably just
poetic
better
license?
Looking.
I hate when they do that.
Bob is such a purist. He wants Americans and Gloucester High School and
that
everything.
Makes me a Puritan, doesn't it?
It makes me something.
Hey, Cynthia. Is it Cynthia?
Well,
okay.
It's Cindy.
Cindy.
I live on I call this place the Isle of Misfits.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I
call this place that, too.
I'm going to come see you. I'll come down there. Have a beer with you. Okay? These two won't, but I will, Cindy, because I'm an American who likes a good American bar.
And a cheap beer.
Yeah. Thank you, Cindy.
Yeah. Well, I'll call you to warn you when it comes up, all right?
So Cindy from Pratty's.
Take cover.
Warning.
Yeah,
exactly.
Fine.
All right, fine. Bob Bronson in the vicinity.
I'll go to the Seaport Grill. See you later. I'll go to the Crow's Nest.
Bye, Cindy.
Bye, Cindy.
Not the
I, all right,
we got it.
All right, we got it.
Wow.
Dang. She's great. I love her.
Pratty's.
I am going to go see her. Boy, that's a warning.
Awfully early for some Gloucester in the morning.
Sure. All right, we're on to Morning Court. Cindy, have a great day at work.
Mm-hmm. I like her.
All right, Morning Court brought to you by Unbound.org. A girl in Kenya's dreams of becoming a doctor. An elder in Guatemala dreams of being part of a community. Reach out and change their world, and it'll change yours. Unbound.org. Morning Court coming up. We're going to talk to Ian. Ian is in trouble with his girlfriend because... I guess a recent concert the Celtics, he was going, and he noticed somebody had a flat tire. Did he stop and be a good Samaritan? No, he did not. And
he
thought he should have. So Ian's on trial coming up in 10 minutes. All right, Brian, what do you got?
We got some problems out there. This is brought to you by Compassion International.